This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Rainstorms triggered several flash flood warnings in communities around the Denver metro area today. In Broomfield, more than 3 inches of rain fell in just 2 hours this morning, closing several roads and flooding a community park. No injuries have been reported. The National Weather Service says the Denver metro and southern Colorado are likely to see storms through the evening. Ball Arena's 55 acres of parking lots may be redeveloped into a new downtown Denver community. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports.
In July, Kroenke Sports and Entertainment, the owner of the Avalanche, the Nuggets, and the Mammoth, submitted plans to build 6,700 apartments or condos, retail, parks, entertainment, and public spaces next to Ball Arena. The project would connect lower downtown to the proposed River Mile development at the Elitch Gardens site. And Wynkoop Street would be turned into what Kroenke's calling the Sports Mile, a long strip through Denver connecting Coors Field, Ball Arena, and Empower Field. The next step for Kroenke? Winning approval from the city. Kyle Harris, Denverite.
Bent County Commissioner Kim McDonnell was recently appointed to the Board of History Colorado. McDonnell says it's difficult for rural places to secure funding and that the need for preservation funding statewide is greater than the available resources.
I know that if our community is facing that, other rural communities in the state of Colorado are facing that same type of thing.
McDonald says she'll advocate for realistic allocation of funds for the southeastern part of the state and rural communities. This is CPR News and KRCC.